Jackie the Park Ranger.
And my name's Squeakers.
We read the Bible and we help each other.
So explore with us.
Today's the day.
Let's see what the Bible has to say.
Hey everybody, my name's Parky the Park Ranger.
And I'm Squeakers the Squirrel.
And we're so glad you're here to help us tell another great story from the Bible. And I'm really excited about today's. This is going to be from Luke chapter 2, and it's the story of when Jesus went to the Passover festival as a kid.
Ugh, Parky, don't we have to study the Bible again today?
Yes, of course, Squeakers. It's always important that we continue to study and read God's Word.
But I already know all of these stories.
Well, do you remember this story?
Well, I'm sure I do. But why do we keep having to read these stories?
Well, because God's Word tells us it's important that we continue to read and grow in our faith, studying God's Word. Even Jesus, as a kid, showed us that it's important to do this.
What?
Yes.
Jesus studied God's Word?
Yes, and that's what today's story is all about. And I'm sure after we're done telling the story, you'll understand just a little bit more.
Okay, all right. We'll read the story.
All right. If you guys want to join us again, you can open up your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 2. We're going to be starting at verse 41. Now, every year, Jesus' parents went to the Passover festival in Jerusalem. This was a huge event where all the Jews from all over would travel to Jerusalem. So there were lots of people there.
Wow.
Now, Jesus was only 12 years old. Well, they went there, they attended the Passover festival, but as they were leaving to return home and travel back to Nazareth with all their relatives and family and friends, Mary looked around and she couldn't find Jesus anywhere.
Where did he go?
No one knew. They began searching frantically, but
Jesus!
He was nowhere to be found. And so then they had to travel back to Jerusalem, and they ended up searching for 3 days straight, and they couldn't find him anywhere.
Where was he, Parky?
Well, eventually, they looked inside the temple there in Jerusalem, and do you know what they found?
What?
They found Jesus sitting amongst all the old religious teachers, reading God's Word and teaching and asking questions with them.
Wow! So Jesus was in there studying the Bible.
Yes, as a 12-year-old boy, Jesus himself, Jesus, of course, was the Son of God, and so he already knew God's Word, but even Jesus was learning and studying and growing and teaching others God's Word.
Wow, that is such a cool story.
Yeah, it might be a short one, but there's something so powerful to learn from this story that no matter how old or how young you are, it's always important to read God's Word.
You're right, Parky. I'm sorry for my attitude earlier. I need to be more like Jesus and study God's Word because it's important that we continue to grow and walk with Him every day.
That's exactly right. And that's what's so great about reading God's Word. Not only do we love God more when we do it, but it gives us guidance and direction for how to live life.
Oh, that was such a great story, Parky. Thank you so much for sharing it with me, and thank you guys for watching online.
That's right, and if you want to check out more of our stories as they continue to come out, you can click that subscribe button, and what do they do to that notification bell?
And ring that bell!
Ding, ding, ding! And you'll be notified anytime we have a brand new story to share. We love you guys, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye!
Glad you joined us.
We'll see you soon.
But before we go, we've got one last tune.
God loves me.
And God loves you. No matter what you say or what you do. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great day.
We've learned what the Bible has to say.